Welcome to Straight From the Muzzle, folks, where we are anything but straight. My name is Space.
And I'm Bean.
And we welcome you to our show, which is about what today?
Today we're talking about our top pet peeves.
And man, do we have them. Now our top tits. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, so we're taking our top pet peeves from both non-related to the fandom and then related to the fandom. And we have not shared ours so that we can get, you know, more of a genuine reaction to it, just because mm-hmm. it's more fun that way. And we'll also be putting credit to those who did comment on our Facebook page. So you guys will be getting those shout outs pretty soon. We'll do that towards the end just because there's some pretty funny ones in here, and there's some other ones in here that are just kind of like, just like that.
Yeah, just like, whatever.
Yeah. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. How do you want to do this? Do you want to like ping pong off of each other?
Sure, we can do that.
Okay. So I'll go first.
And we're starting with non-fandom, right?
Right. Non-fandom related pet peeves. All right. So my first pet peeve that's not fandom related, but just how it happens to be related to everything that's going around us, COVID-19 and everything, is people who cough into their hands, but then chastise others for not coughing into their elbow.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's like the ultimate procrastination, but you're like, you're actually verbally saying it out loud. You're like,
jeez,
you coughed into your hands. What? You have no room to speak.
Oh, that shit. Something like that happened to me today. I had to go and get my emissions checked because my birthday is the 30th of April. And I went to the little drive-thru emission thing, and the guy wasn't wearing a mask or anything, which it didn't really bother me. But as he was putting something into my car to get the emissions checked, he coughed without covering his face or anything on the door of my car that was open. And then after he had like coughed and then sneezed on my car on the inside, then he puts on his mask to like type up my paperwork, and I'm like, why did you do it after you sneezed on my stuff?
I swear to God, it's like people do not think. They really don't. And they're the same kind of people who also end up being like germ phobes, but then they don't do what they're like so mad about. Oh, I work with one of those types of people. That's why it was the first thing that came off. What's yours?
When you're driving and there's like a turn lane in the middle of the road, you know, like there's one way and then the other way and then there's a turn lane in the middle. When people don't get into the turn lane to turn, when they just slow down in the driving lane and then turn into where they need to go, that drives me crazy because there's a turn lane for a reason. And people don't use it sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
That is it's the case here. People, they just turn. All of a sudden, they decide, oh, I'm going to go into the right lane. I'm going to exit. It's like, whoa, you almost hit me. What's your problem?
Oh, I hate it when people are like that.
God. And that leads into my next pet peeve is people who don't use their blinkers. There is a reason why blinkers are installed on cars. And it's really not hard, folks. It's really not. All you got to do is flip a switch. You're barely exercising maybe 0.10 of a calorie from your finger. That's it. Just signal. It's not hard to do. And you know the exit's coming up. You know it's coming up. But you choose to like do it the last second and you almost hit people. And then you like, I swear to God, they do this every time. They flip you off. And it's like, why are you?
You're the one who did it. Yeah,
exactly. Ah, you douchebe.
Ah, douchebe.
Yeah, douchebe.
That's great. Okay, I am going to switch from driving. When people like walk super slow and block up the aisles in a store. So whether you're just walking slow in the middle of the aisle with your cart so people can't go around you, or whether you and your 1 million children are blocking up an entire section when people need to get to things, it's so irritating to me when people just are mindless and don't realize that they're inconveniencing other people unnecessarily.
They do it at the hospital and it drives me up the wall because I have to get to my next stop to go pick up records and they're slowing me down. It's like, ooh, I have a very specific like time frame that I like to stick to. So I get that. That sucks.
It is poop.
What about those who need to blow their nose but don't and rather do this instead?
Oh my God. There was this guy in my high school that did that as a habit and it drove me bonkers.
I hate it. I have a friend that, my close friend's boyfriend does it. And I just want to be like, one of these days, I'm just going to lose my nut. And I'm just going to be like, blow your fucking nose. It's just because it's so gross. Oh, it drives me nuts.
Disgusting.
It is pretty disgusting.
When people don't flush public toilets. Because it's so easy to do. Like, if you're one of those people that's like, it's gross, though. It's like, how gross is it to leave your piss in there, though? Like, what if somebody doesn't use the bathroom for the next 20 minutes and then people walk in there and it smells like fucking corn feet because you left your pee in there? Like, it's disgusting. Just take a piece of toilet paper and flush the toilet with it and throw it into the toilet as it's flushing if you don't want to touch the handle. That's literally all you got to do.
You know, and it's funny you say that because they literally touch the handle to get into the into the bathroom.
Yeah.
You got to open the handle or push the handle. And then in order to close a handle, you know, to lock it, you got to touch that too.
It's just gross. And like, it's so easy to just flush the toilet. It's so inconsiderate to not.
Don't you just love it though when you have to go to the bathroom really bad and the last thing you want to see is when you walk into a stall and you got to drop a squat and boom, there is a fresh turd just waiting for you there.
Oh, it's the absolute worst. I hate that.
I'm just like, you know what? I suddenly don't have to go poop anymore. Look at that. And then I just walk out. It's gross.
Single-handedly made the poop go back inside my body.
Really is. Okay. So going along with your bathroom then, I'm just going to quickly add this one on. People who just rinse their hands. Instead of washing them. That grosses me out. And the worst part is, folks, is I work in a hospital, okay? And so I hear people coming in. Yeah, I'm dropping a load. But I hear them come in, and then they go over to the sink. They turn on the faucet, rinse, 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 paper towel out. They don't even wash their hands.
Disgusting.
And I am just so grossed out. I'm just like, I hope you're IT, and I hope you're stuck in your little, like, tiny little den back there because you should be nowhere near a patient because that is gross.
That is absolutely disgusting. Okay. When people own dogs, especially smaller dogs that are so fucking barky and they're not trained to shut up.
Like chihuahuas.
I mean, big dogs can be like this too, but I see it more often with little dogs. And the issue is, like, let's say, okay, so my neighbor's dogs, for example, they have these two little fluffy poodly looking things, you know, the kind that get nasty looking eyeballs, like their eye stains get all brown.
Oh.
Okay, so they have these two little dogs and they have a Napoleon complex. And the thing about these dogs is that if you just breathe outside, I'm on my own property, but they see me through the fence. And they will bark and bark and bark and they will never stop until you are gone. And so let's say I'm getting in my car and I'm going to drive off. Because I'm leaving their presence, they think they have won. And it's basically rewarding them to continue barking like that. Their owners aren't working towards training them to not bark at every little thing. And it's really irritating. And I'm so tired of listening to them.
You ever thought about just taking a squirt gun and just squirting them?
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. I wish.
I mean, you could. It's not inhumane. It's actually one of the training techniques to kind of train your dog to not bark or to not do something because it's so harmless. It's just water.
The only thing is that they're through a fence. And if I were to like go up to them with any kind of thing like that, then I would have to be going on to their property.
Oh. That's too bad. You could always just do like a water balloon. How are they gonna know?
Surf's up, bitches.
Okay, so for mine, I didn't know how to really explain this one. Whenever you go to one of those 3-minute car washes, you can always upgrade to like, I don't know, the one that's like $15, and you're going in and you put your car in neutral and your car is going, and about halfway the brushers come in and they always slam your mirrors, your side mirrors, inwards.
Yeah.
And then there's no way, you can't just like roll down your window to like push them back. So they go through the rest of the wash, not rinsing properly. So while 99% of your car is all shiny, you got these two mirrors now that are just like
butt ugly. Dirty. Yeah.
Drives me. So every time I go in, I try to like go ahead and bend them in already. And I can't. So I just wait for them to do it. And I hope one day that the brushes will bend it back. But luckily, it's one of those, I mean, they don't like move on their own. You can like fold your side mirrors in, but I would prefer not to. So it just drives me nuts, because then I just know that there's a part of my car that didn't get washed.
Ugh. Yeah, then you got to like do it yourself in detailing or whatever, which is irritating.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And so a pet peeve of mine with car washes is when you go in, sometimes they give you options that you can't unchoose. Like if you want to upgrade, they'll give you like five things. But what if you don't want one of those things? I can't take it off. The thing I hate tire shine. I hate how tire shine looks. I think it's ugly. It just basically looks like someone spit on my tires on the front only, and it wears off and leaves a weird residue. I don't like it, and that's a pet peeve of mine, tire shine. I think it's hideous.
They only do it to your front tires?
They do it to the face of the tires.
Oh. See, they do it to the front and the back of my tires, but I kind of have like low profile tires, so I like that look. So I specifically go for tire shine, but I would prefer not to apply the tire shine myself, because that in itself takes forever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to think about that now. I'm just going to think like the car wash is like spinning up on my tire. Like, to make it like super shiny, whatever.
Rip.
Okay. I got one here for you. Mm-hmm. When people walk diagonally across the street from the store to their car rather than walking directly, which is shorter.
Oh, dudes. Yes.
And they always take like the longest diagonal crossing that they can, and they go so slow. And it's like, you're making me wait and everyone else wait. Why not just walk across? It's shorter. It's faster. Why are you going this way?
Jesus Christ. You have awakened a pet peeve in me that I forgot about.
Yeah. That, or when people walk in front of your car and you're driving, it's like, ugh. But I'm okay with that one, though. I've come to peace with that one, because I also do it to other people because I know they do it to me. So I figure it's like okay retaliation that's harmful.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So when people fake service animals, I see this so often, like at the store. It's way too common. Like I'll be seeing somebody with a quote unquote service dog, and they have it like in the cart, and it's like a Yorkie or whatever, which is an animal that physically cannot be a service dog because it's such a shitty animal. Like, oh my God, drives me absolutely bonkers.
All right. My last non-fandom related thing, because I don't know how much you have left.
That was the last one for me.
Okay. My last one is people who like to story top.
Just so that they can,
if you've never heard of that.
Is that when people like make the story about them?
Kind of. So we have, let's say you're telling a story, like just like an experience, and then another friend decides to join in on that and tells an experience that they feel is even better than yours. So they purposely go out of their way to add more, and they consistently always have to top your story so that they're always on top.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Nuts. People do that to me all the time, and I do it too, but I do it to an extent, not to the point where I'm just like, okay, I'm on top every single time. I'm just like, oh, this also reminded me of a story, and I add to that. And so that's my topping, but when people purposely do it, oh. Ooh, a fire burns inside of me so hot that I just want to breathe it onto you.
Oh, God.
And that cute sound tells us it's time for Facts. Facebook and Twitter. Let's get going. All right, so on Facebook, we asked everyone in a fun little colorful post, what are both your fandom and non-fandom related pet peeves? And we got about 7 comments. And within each of those comments, there's a few additional things, except for maybe like one or two that are just like single liners. But we'll go ahead and get into it. For some, I may just read their first name. And for those who I may actually recognize, I will call them by their persona name. So we'll go ahead and get started first with Joe. And Joe said, people who do straight up stupid shit, knowing there's going to be bad repercussions afterwards. Gotta love that Johnny Knoxville behavior. You know it's coming. Like, you know you're going to get hurt. And then you get hurt and then you complain about it. It's so annoying. From Punya, and if you guys recognize that name, that's Punya from our past, so from Fermedia. Punya has some fandom related. First one being, people who think the fandom is for sex and openly display pedophilic suggestion and goading. And if you don't know what goading is, it's like goading with the letter T, but with D as in dog. Just replace that. And then that basically means you're poking the bear. So you're purposely trying to get a reaction out of someone. Another suggestion is those who cut others down based on the quality of their fursuits, age, etc. It's never okay. Just don't do that. It's rude. Another one she says is people who follow you around that you don't really know. Now, non-related furry things. So regular people things. Not putting shopping carts in the corrals. Okay, so I totally get this one because I used to work at a grocery store. It is so annoying. People put their grocery carts like on the curb, or they like park it so closely tight next to the next car, but it's not touching, so there's no scratching. But like the corral, no joke, is only like 5 feet away. It's not going to hurt you to walk over and push it into the corral. I've seen people will just like push the cart up to the corral, but there's that like awkward metal bar at the bottom and you have to like shove it over it and they just leave it right there. So then the cart ends up like rolling backwards and it hits someone else. So you got that. Another one is people who continually pronounce words wrong even after correction. I know this one all too well because I don't say jalapenos the way they should be. I say jalapenos. I think it's more fun that way. But the problem is I've said it so much that now I think naturally to say jalapenos instead of jalapenos. And so I'll go to like a Mexican restaurant and be like, yeah, can I get the jalapenos on the side? And I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with you? So I totally get that. I do that and I'm sure it drives people nuts. But it's also fun. And then Punya's last thing is opinion pushers. People that just have to get their opinion pushed onto you just so that it's out there. Enough said. All right, this next one comes from Keith. And Keith says, and this is furry related, asking for donations for bills, rent, sickness, and then seeing them spending it on luxury items like traveling to cons and fursuits. That is a classic. In fact, we talked about that towards the end of the episode. So that is just like, that is just, it's not something that I see, but a lot of people see. So I like that other people are mentioning this. As far as non-related fandom things go, having to specifically detail long drawn out answers so people won't repeat the question again. That one also really makes sense. It's kind of like when someone tells you a joke, but you don't understand it. And then they got to like tell the joke and then it's not funny anymore. And their last one is tailgaters. Seriously, what is the rush when everything is half closed or shut down? It's true. I don't understand why they tailgate you, right? And then like they pull away from you. They go up, they look at you. So I always make it a purpose not to look at them. And if I do look at them, I always like grab like my side boob and I make a weird face. So it totally throws them off. And then they get more mad and then they just like rush ahead. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. Just don't hurt me. From Lizzie. Lizzie says, fandom related. When people judge others because of how they suit, such as poodling, and whether you made or commissioned your suit. So judgment pretty much goes around full circle. So there are those who judge those for like poodling. I have a close friend. He's very specific how their fursuiting standards are. But then again, his views on fursuiting are very much old school. So we have to kind of modernize our thinking here. And poodling is going to happen. You know what? And we'll just call it a new form of fursuiting. Get over it. It's out there. It's there. Nothing you can do about it. Or people that judge you whether you made your own or you commissioned a suit. You know, so of course, if you make your own, sometimes they don't really look that great. In fact, every once in a while, I'll go look up like horribly made costumes or horribly made cosplays and the funniest crap pulls up. I'm not joking. But at the same time, someone put effort into that. And so to them, they might think that's amazing. And then, of course, to you, you're just like, that's gross. And so then you go out of your way and you say it. And it's just, it's not necessary. You know, there's other ways to go around it. You don't have to like publicly do it, and you don't have to do it in a mean way either. There are really civilized ways to get points across that still kind of hurt someone's feelings, but they understand it. So moving on to, shoot, I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm going to butcher it. I think it's Phelan the Duck, but it's not like Phelan the and then duck. It's Phelan space and then the duck is together. So it's like the duck, like that. Okay, so fandom related, when people shove their NSFW art in your face without permission. I don't mind that. As long as it's gay art. If it's like female art, it's like, oh no, I don't need to see that. No, thank you. Ew. I've never really had anyone just shove NSFW art in my face, but I have seen it in chats where it's uncalled for. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in that category right there. Continuing on with that, there's more on this one. When people send me NSFW reference, even though I specifically multiple times throughout my pages not send me or say, do not send me NSFW refs. So it's clearly marked. And let's be honest, people don't read. They don't look. They don't care. They just go. They see what they want to see. And so although you could have do not send me NSFW in big, bold red letters, just, you know, plaster all over your page, no one's going to see that. They're just going to be like, I'm going to send you my reference. Another one is when people wear their murder suits to PG cons. So, you know, like for like younger cons. Now, honestly, I don't know what a PG con is, just because I feel like all conventions or all furry cons are PG-13. I'm not really sure, like I said, what a PG con is, just because I don't really think you can regulate what a PG con is. And the last one is, oh my God, I see this all the time. I'm going to say it as it's written out. Hoo-woo, can I has a commission? Ooh-woo. So you can probably imagine how that actually reads out. I don't really like it when people talk to me like that. I get it. It's fun for them. I'll kind of just go with it. It's there. But overall, if I had to like choose, I would rather talk to someone who actually knows how to form a sentence rather than someone who's going out of their way to sound dorky in a way. I mean, I love all things dorky. I am the king and I'm the lover. I'm not the king, but I love dorky crap and really cheesy like puns, like dad jokes. Like that's my level of humor right there. And then of course, then you're like super dirty stuff too. All right, non-fandom related, we got when people are really stubborn about their opinion and harshly judge others for disagreeing. You're going to get it. It's there. It happens. But it is annoying. Another one, those big hard plastic containers that some big grocery outlets sell apples in. They're really noisy and there's so much waste. Another one is plastic cake containers from Safeway. They're hard to open and super loud until you need them closed. Then the lid always comes off. It's so true, though. I want to say, I think Safeway is more like a Midwest, or I guess you could say it's more like starting from like Colorado and over. I've never seen them in Utah. And in California, we didn't have that. It was called like, I think it was like Plain and Simple or something like that. It was like a miniature version of Costco without actually needing a membership. So they have bulk items. I want to think Good and Plenty, but that's a candy. All right, moving on to Alex. This is what Alex has to say fandom related wise. Artists and unscrupulous people who rip you off or steal your money, plainly said. Those who can't hold or seem to hold a regular conversation. I've met people like that. I am also one of those people too. I'll be like in the middle of a conversation and then I'll totally lose track of where I'm at. And then I just stopped abruptly and I'm just like, all right, back to work. And I'm just like, wow, that is so awkward. So I've done it. I've seen people do it all the time. It's just, it happens, you know? Let's see. And then their non-related would be aces right here. Stupid drivers, especially since I regularly cycle to and from the university and enjoy staying in one piece. You know, I get it. I totally get it. I've never biked to and from anywhere really than more than just leisurely biking. But even then, I haven't biked for a long time. I just, seats are so uncomfortable. I mean, maybe that's why they bike it, because it's supposed to be like exercise, and exercise is not comfortable. But yeah, no, I I get that. And then their last one is, anyone who you mention your hopes for the future to, i.e. want to work in blank job, and they replay it with, it will be too hard, or you'll never make a living out of it. Oh, okay. This is a classic one too. Like, classic family thing. So like, my dream job, like my honest dream job would be to run a foundation for, you know, sick children and the disabled. I just want to run a charity and a foundation. I think that would be great. I don't need to make money off of it. I just want to give back, right? But there's a lot that goes into it. But I've had people like, John, sorry, you're just not born with that kind of smarts. And it's like, you don't know my brain. You know me because you raised me, but you can't like tell me what I can and can't be. A lot of people have been told what they can and can't be and then gone and done it and then some. So that one hits hard and close to home because it has happened multiple times.
So those were all the pet peeves that we got off of Facebook. If I know not a lot of people on Twitter got to submit theirs. So if you have one, if you feel bad that you didn't get to submit one for the show, go ahead and feel free to email us at talktothemuzzle@gmail.com. And if you have any fun stories and why something is your pet peeve, we might read it in a future episode. You never know. We could always do a part two.
Could always do a redo. I wouldn't mind doing a like a take back on a, or a back. What is that? Shit.
A flashback?
Thank you. A flashback of an episode, and then kind of come up with some new ones and see what else people come up with. All right. So let's go ahead and transition now over to fandom related pet peeves.
Okay.
You can go ahead and go first on this one, since I just went last.
Okay. I'll start with a simple one. Whenever people steal art or trace art and character designs.
With or without credit?
Either one, because even if you give credit to the artist that you trace, or the only way someone would give credit for stolen art would be if it was tracing. But most of the time, an artist, like, they don't ask the artist if it's okay. So even if they credit them, the artist would be like, well, I'm glad you credited me, but I didn't say you could do this.
I did that when I first started in the fandom.
And it's a mistake a lot of,
like, I'm sorry, people. we talk about it a lot when we talk a lot about art shows and stuff, and we always say like no, but then back ahead of my mind I'm just like, Space, you've also done this, you should say that you've done this.
A lot of people have.
It's a way of kind of learning how to draw, but after that I just gave up and I just don't care anymore. I let other people draw for me. When furry artists who are established purposely beat down people who are starting out with their art.
Yeah. So like when they're like
bullying,
making fun of or bullying newer artists who aren't as good.
Or they're saying like, you're charging too much. And it's like, you charge too much. Why is that? Why are you complaining to me that I'm charging too much? Are you just offended that maybe my art's better than yours? Like,
you know? Yeah. Cause it's like, well, shut up. It's none of your business.
Not like you got a certificate or anything that shows that you're a better artist than I.
Yeah.
Most of the time, a lot of artists don't have like degrees. They just are good artists.
Yeah, they just have practice. gross.
Entitled people.
Another art pet peeve of mine in the fandom is when people will shade their reference sheets. Or alternatively, when people don't add a color chart to their reference sheet. Because if you shade your reference sheet, then artists can't tell what the true color of your character is. Like, is it this light blue or the darker blue or this middle blue? Like, there's three different shades of blue on this one marking.
Oh, I never really even thought about that.
Yeah, that's a thing. You're not supposed to shade a reference sheet.
That is interesting. Huh. My reference sheets have so many different blues on them, though. If I look at, like, one to the next out of the next... There's not one consistent blue color in there.
Yeah, your fursona has like three different shades of blue on them, I think, or two. Yeah. I can't remember.
Okay, what about furries who beg you for free reference sheets?
Or art in general.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that. Or people will message you like, it's my birthday. Can I get this? Or it's close to Christmas and I'm not getting anything. Can you draw this for me? And I'm like,
Sob story,
shut
man.
up.
And some of them probably are pretty legit, but it happens so often that no one just cares anymore.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
I mean, even if it's legit, like, even if it is like Christmas or your birthday, that doesn't mean strangers are entitled to give you shit. When people will color black fur using 100% black on the computer,
Oh.
it's so ugly and it blends with the line art, and it's the worst thing an artist could possibly do. Or if someone with a black furred character commissions you, and then you do just a shade of bub black, a very, very, very dark gray, so that details don't get lost, and they're like, but my character's black, not gray. And I'm like, this is black. What do you want? You really want your character to look crusty as crap? Because that's what you ask them for.
You're basically asking for a silhouette of one
Yeah.
color. Yeah, I've seen that. That drives me up the wall.
It's terrible and ugly.
I think we've done a couple of like reviews in the past, or like, what do we do it? I can't remember what they're called. We just like rate people's artwork or stuff.
Oh yeah, we did like artist reviews.
Yeah. And we would come across a bunch of them, either like the toxic ones, the sparkle dogs,
Yes.
or just like the one tone. And it's like, I don't know what I'm looking at because your arm blends in with the back of the scenery. So I'm not
Yeah.
really sure what I'm supposed to be looking at here.
Like, what is this?
How about furries who do nothing but fan the flames of drama?
Like, what kind of life is that, man?
I like, and all they do is complain. They either complain or they add fuel to the fire, and it's like, why? What is your purpose in this life? And
Like,
what is your end game?
there's so much to enjoy in this fandom. It's so unnecessary to only focus on the bad. Like, acknowledge the bad if it's something that deserves to be acknowledged. Like, if somebody is being racist or homophobic or whatever. But, like, other than that, like, shut up. And even then, you don't have to
Way.
focus your whole life on it. Okay, so another pet peeve of mine is when people complain about fursuit prices, especially to the fursuit maker's face.
That is annoying.
It's the absolute worst, because it's like, if someone's prices by their price sheet on their website, so if you browse that and then send in a quote and they give you generally that price and then you complain about it, it's like, but my prices were listed. What was the point?
Right? Oh, I wonder how many people actually do that at conventions too. Like,
Oh yeah, I've seen people do that at booths.
this isn't like a swap meet where you can haggle and bring down the price. That's not how this works. It may work for some
No,
people,
it's
but
not.
it's not a swap meet, people. It's not a flea market. That's another way of saying that.
Yeah, because and at a dealer's table, it's like they're there to work. They're not there to have fun. You're the one having fun and running around. So the least you could do is like buy the artist's stuff for the price they're listing.
Okay, I got one here. When poppy furs use their status in order to get emergency funds for things that are not actually an emergency, or because they're really bad
Oh
with
my
money.
God, yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. I mean, and I've seen this for even non-popular furries. Like, I have a GoFundMe so I can get a fursuit. And like a lot of them will be like, I want a fursuit so I can do charity work. That's why it's a GoFundMe. And I'm like, that's not an emergency. You can do
No.
charity work outside of a fursuit, you thought. You're just using that as an excuse.
I also find that like a lot of these popular people, and I do follow them on Facebook as well, or I'm friends with them, but I don't really engage with them. And the reason being is like a lot of the times they go to these like really extravagant, like almost expensive looking events. And then every once in a while they'll be like, this happened and it's an emergency and I have no money. And I'm just like, wait, you just went to a convention. Oh, you just bought something though. How do you not have money? What is going on
Yeah.
there? That doesn't make sense. And then they like their fans are so devoted to them that they will literally just give them money. And I'm just like, either you got
Yeah.
really stupid fans or something else.
Or you're taking advantage of their fans, 'cause like people want to like the people they look up to. Like that's just a normal human reaction. But then when those people who have that kind of like social power just take advantage of those who follow them, it's like Come on. And it's not that common, but it's definitely a pet peeve.
I say it happens every day. I do see it at least once a day with different people, whether it's something I've found on Twitter because I was, you know, scrolling through and I'm just like.
I remember I used to follow a fursuit maker and I ended up unfollowing them after a while because every week or every 2 weeks they would open up emergency commissions like, oh, I need to do this or I need to sell this pre-made because this is happening or, you know, my electricity got caught off or this or that. And it's like, I understand if that stuff is true, like poverty is real and it sucks. But if fursuit making isn't making you enough money to keep yourself out of those, you know, life or death situations, like if you can't get groceries or you can't get your dog's dog food or whatever reason they would always post, then you need to look for a fucking part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Like you cannot rely on your fursuit making alone. If your fursuit making is not helping you live, then I'm sorry, you need to find a different job.
Something that actually works for you.
Okay. Fursuiters who do not wash or brush their fursuits. And you can always tell which ones they are at the convention.
Like Rally?
They're always the same people. Well, yeah, Rally. I don't want to... I have a few fursuiters in my brain, but none of them are, like, bad people, so I don't want to say names. But there's one particular really popular fursuiter. I'll give one hint. He's a tiger. And his fursuit always looks absolutely disgusting. And he's gotten asked about how dirty his suit looks before. There used to be a Tumblr blog called, like, Disgusting Fursuits, I think is what it was called.
I want to find it.
And he would pop up on there all the time. And there was actually, like, screenshots of him talking about how he couldn't wash his fursuit because he has an apartment with, like, you know, no washing machine. Or he has roommates that always have the bathtub taken or... You know, stuff like that. It's like, oh, dude.
That's gross. That's gross.
Absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Kind of going on that then. Gross kind of furries that just don't get it. How about cringe furries who actually show up to meet and makes everyone uncomfortable?
Oh, my God. Yeah, like the ones that, like, make animal noises and, like, try to nuzzle on you and shit.
Yes. Yes. And I bet you anything, there's at least one or two of our listeners that are like that. And just going to let you know, it's not cute. No one likes it. Unless you find someone who really does like it. But don't bring it out in public, please.
Even then, at that point, it's like you're bringing... Like, furry isn't a fetish initially, but if you're acting like that in public, then people are going to assume it's a fetish. And you're straight up doing your fetish shit in front of people without their consent.
Gross.
So, to bounce off of that, another one of my pet peeves is, you know, whether you're young or not, if you wear, like, a tail and ears and a collar in public... Yeah, because even if you're, like, a high schooler or whatever, like, I see kids always being like, I got bullied in school and someone, like, ripped my tail off or blah, 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 blah. Like, there's no one should be bullying you, all right? And there's no excuse to be bullied, but you should recognize why they're bullying you and why socially that is weird.
Like, don't wear your tail at school, first off.
It's just not an appropriate...
No.
It's not an appropriate environment for that. Like, wear your furry pride t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
You don't have to wear your ears and tail and collar and all that.
Okay, I guess my last thing about furry pet peeves are when people rage quit. You know they're coming back. They always come back.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, I'm quitting the fandom. Like, and it's like, bitch, no, you're not.
You're going to be back. You always are. And you're going to create a new profile. It's just inevitable. You can't leave because you will be back in some shape or form. Now, I do it every once in a while, but I don't call it a rage quit because I do give off notice. I'm like, hey, I'm going to take time off of social media.
That's just a break.
Yeah,
that's not quitting.
Great. That's what people should do, but they don't. They're just like, I hate everything. And then they quit. It's just like, what? Okay. Well,
see you in
a couple of months. See you in the spring.
It reminds me of, I think, last year, this dude named, this furry YouTuber who only ever covered furry drama. His name was Cothrix. He was like, I'm quitting the fandom. And then he made this super negative, like, video that was super misinformation. Like, if someone who isn't a furry watched it, they would probably think furries are the scum of the earth. And, like, he's like, I see this and this in the fandom all the time, but it's, like, 90% of your videos is you talking about that stuff. So, like, of course, if you stick your nose in shit all the time, you're going to be smelling shit everywhere. Like,
it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. All right. And I guess my last furry pet peeve is going to be minors in the fandom complaining about mursuiters. I just have a really firm belief that if you're a minor, then you shouldn't be making call out posts or shouldn't be making any kind of public statement on any fetish part of the community, because you shouldn't be talking about it with other people anyway. You can get in trouble, first of all.
I'm not going to ask how, because I know how.
How did I learn about what? Minors talking about
this stuff? No, how minors learned about this stuff.
I mean, because there are a good bit of minors in the furry fandom in general, and I'll just see them pop up on, like, Twitter or on TikTok especially. Like, there's a lot of young kids on there that are like, mursuiters ruin the fandom, or mursuiters are the worst and they do this and that, or, you know, not even just mursuiters, just not safe for work stuff in the fandom in general. It's like a lot of minors will just label that as, like, the scum of the earth, like, anybody who partakes in not safe for work stuff in the fandom are evil, and they give the fandom a bad name. And it's like, first of all, that's not true, and second of all, you shouldn't be spouting your opinions on adult matters like that when you're not an adult yourself.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's just not appropriate.
It really isn't.
Like, I get super uncomfortable when I see a 12-year-old making a video on YouTube talking about how evil mursuiters are, and I'm like, bro, you shouldn't even be looking up that shit in the first place. Like, shut your mouth.
Yeah, put some soap in your mouth and then shut it. Wash that mouth out.
Yeah.
When you get older enough.
Also, adults, like, in the fandom and the kink community in general is what makes the space such, like, an important place for LGBT people. Because while LGBT isn't necessarily all about sex, because your romantic life is more than sex, it opens up opportunities for LGBT people to feel more accepted in general. Like, that's the whole point of the furry fandom. So it's like, come on, y'all. Like,
like, for real, come on. But without anything else, you got anything else to add?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then you folks have a great day.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.